The truth about alpha behavior. Once upon a time, these guys called the Phoenicians created the very first writing system. We can call it modern English alphabet version 1.0. Then the Greeks took over and upgraded to version 2.0. The alpha letter is up on top, number 1. The next is the beta, number 2. This is the origin of the word alphabet, alpha, beta. Not much different than a little kid saying ABCs. The alpha in alpha male is the same alpha that is in alphabet. The meaning is simple, number 1. First, on top. Psychologists have done studies on groups. They put a group of strangers together and give them a task. Invariably, they self-organize into hierarchies. Most people respond in uncertain situations by looking around for somebody to tell them what to do. This is not alpha. Being alpha is very simple. It doesn't mean wearing the most expensive clothes or having the lowest body fat to show off your six-pack. It doesn't mean owning the most expensive car that you'll be paying off for the next 5 years. It's very simple. Number one. How can you be perceived as number one? Think of it this way. When guys look around in a social setting, it's very easy to find the hottest girls. Both guys and girls do this automatically. But the same goes with guys. Girls look around and very quickly find the number one. The guy who seems to be the least likely to look around and find somebody in charge. The guy most likely to be in charge should a need arise for a leader. The guy that is most in charge of his life. You can listen to any guy speak for a few minutes and figure out if he feels in charge of his own life. There are a few very definite traits that can show that you are indeed in charge of your life. Thinking traits, speaking traits, beliefs about who you are, and where you are going. This doesn't have anything to do with being a silent lone wolf James Bond type. In our ancient history, the alpha was the guy who took care of everybody. He did not strut around worrying about what people thought about him. He wasn't always trying to prove how alpha he was. He knew deep inside that no matter what happened, he'd take care of business. If you develop this mindset, it will drive your nonverbal behavior. And because so very few men come even close to having this mindset, you will be perceived as the guy in any social situation that all the ladies want. And all the ladies will notice all the other ladies noticing and wanting you. Let the rest of the clowns try to out-alpha each other with fake alpha behavior. All you need to do is show up and be yourself and clean up. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/alpha-mindset.